The war in Iraq is now 9 days old, and at the White House today, President Bush praised the progress of U.S. and British troops.
The regime that once terrorized all of Iraq now controls a small portion of that country. Coalition troops continue their steady advance and are drawing near to Baghdad. We're inflicting severe damage on enemy forces.
The president said there is no doubt Saddam Hussein will be overthrown.
But questions were raised again today about whether Iraq is putting up a tougher fight than U.S. war planners had anticipated. The Washington Post quoted the Army's senior commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General William Wallace, as saying the enemy we're fighting is different from the one we'd wargamed against.
At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said it's too early to write history.
We have seen mood swings in the media from highs to lows to highs and back again, sometimes in a single 24-hour period. The massive volume of television, and it is massive, and the breathless reports can seem to be somewhat disorienting.
Rumsfeld described the Allies' progress as solid. U.S. officials say forces are now in position to strike Baghdad from nearly all sides or to lay siege to the city. And the biggest bombs to hit the Iraqi capital so far, 4,700-pound bombs called bunker busters, were dropped on a communications tower.
Around the central Iraqi city of Najaf, there was more fierce fighting today. U.S. forces with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division have mostly surrounded the city and are slowly eliminating Iraqi military and paramilitary resistance there. But U.S. troops continue to face strong opposition from militiamen and Ba'ath Party fighters loyal to Saddam Hussein. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with an Army battalion involved in today's fighting. A warning, his report contains strong language that might not be suitable for all listeners.
This morning, Army forces with the 2nd Battalion's Task Force 164 moved back to a strategically important intersection right before a bridge that leads to a suburb of the Iraqi city of Najaf. The armored U.S. troops moved in so fast this morning, the Iraqi fighters only had time to fire off a few rounds before racing back across the bridge. A large statue of Saddam Hussein, his right arm outstretched in a stiff military salute, sits at the bridge's eastern entrance. For the last 4 days, Army forces have been destroying the Iraqi militia here while trying not to alienate civilians, especially the largely anti-Saddam Shiite majority. Standing near the bridge before today's combat began, Major Mike Donovan sounds optimistic that the stubborn pro-Saddam defenders are about to fall to U.S. forces.
What we're being told by a local person here is that that all that was left here is the militia, the local militia, and that the Ba'ath Party guys have all left. So the militia guys here, we're going to broadcast a surrender message with our PSYOP team to get them to give it up. So they might just surrender.
You're hoping basically the last holdouts give up the ghost. You guys are basically occupy Najaf.
This could be it. You know, we're working both ends here.
Soon, the Army's psychological operations team begins to broadcast from a loudspeaker atop its Humvee.
Broadcast it, come on.
The message implores the hardcore fighters across the bridge to come out with their hands up. 10 minutes later, the U.S. forces get the Iraqi answer to the surrender plea in the form of rocket-propelled grenades and a heavy barrage of mortar fire. This is the sound of an RPG whizzing overhead before the tape goes blank as this reporter dives behind a Humvee. There's confusion as these ground troops scramble to take cover near a cement wall.
Where's the rest of my guys?
Fuckers ain't it. Unass the truck. We'll get against the building here.
What?
Safest one.
That was RPGs.
Militiamen firing on U.S. positions here on the outskirts of Najaf.
Okay.
Some soldiers take cover inside a thick-walled, one-roomed Iraqi police station near the bridge. We're lucky the Iraqis can't shoot worth shit, a soldier says while pointing his 240 Bravo machine gun out the small back window. It looks like the Iraqis left here in a hurry as their gear is scattered across the cement floor.
We're inside a police station bunker complex the Iraqi soldiers occupy. There's a RPG fire rocket launcher. Box RPGs. soldier with a submachine gun keeping guard about the, away from the window, about 4 feet away from me. RPGs on the ground, spent RPGs, obviously in a rocky position, even last night.
One of the U.S. Army's psychological operations translators, who minutes earlier was broadcasting the surrender plea, asked the soldier if we're safe here. "I've got you," the soldier says calmly, scanning the palm tree grove outside. "This thing can throw 1,000 rounds downrange in a minute." Back inside his Abrams tank, Major Donovan prepares to use much bigger firepower to take on at least one of the Iraqi mortar positions.
"We can see the guy. We're getting ready to take shots. God,
shit! Fuck yeah! Holy shit!"
That ground-shaking direct hit slowed, but did not stop the Iraqi mortar and RPG fire, which continued for several more hours. U.S. forces responded with more tank as well as mortar fire.
"Taking out a bunker over there?"
At dusk tonight, a huge billow of black smoke floats over the Najaf area. That smoke is the work of another armored company with the task force named Cobra. The company fought its way into Najaf and took detailed grid coordinates of a building where Iraqi fighters were holed up. Soon after, U.S. artillery turned that bunker complex into a burning pile. But there are still no surrender flags around here. The hardcore Saddam loyalists seem to want to fight to the death. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Armored Task Force 164 near Najaf, Iraq.